For those of you who don't know me, this is actually the church that I grew up in. Since I can remember, as a little kid, I started coming here. And I was here for a number of years, so there's a few familiar faces. And I remember I never thought I'd ever stand up here and preach like this. I was always so shy and so quiet, and here I am. So anyways, I was actually invited here to share about a missions experience that I had in January last year. It actually started when I was praying to God. I wanted change and I wanted adventure. That was my prayer. And I didn't know what it was going to be. I thought maybe travel, maybe something. And God gave me an opportunity to go to Thailand and to do what's called a discipleship training school. And that's with Youth with a Mission, or YWAM. And Walter's actually the one who introduced me to that. And just working with him, he'd always encourage me to go. And it was never something I wanted to do, but, you know, prayer like that, you know, just a general prayer, and God's going to answer it in the best way. And, yeah, so I had that opportunity to go, and the discipleship training school, it's not really a school. It's very informal. The emphasis is not on gathering information. It's not even so much on studying the Bible. It's about learning how to have a daily walk with God. And that's why I went. Because in the few years since I've been a Christian, God has really changed my heart from what I originally prayed, wanting change and adventure. I thought that would be travel, you know, just world travel. And God showed me that walking with Him is where that adventure is. And walking with Him is the most important thing that I can do. It's the most exciting thing, most rewarding thing that He's given me. And so I just want to share that with you, that experience that I had, and kind of share what I learned there and during that time. Jim, if you want to play that movie, there's a quick video clip that I'm going to show you guys. It's just some pictures that kind of give you an idea of what I was doing. So that's kind of a very brief snapshot of what I got to experience. And like I said, it started with a prayer for change and adventure, and that's how God answered it. He gave me just an amazing opportunity to travel across the world and to be a part of the work He's doing, but even more than that, learning how to walk with Him. And that's kind of what I want to share with you today. Part of the DTS, there's two phases. One is the lecture phase, where it's more classroom time, and there's another part, which is called the outreach, and that's the very practical, going out and just being the hands and feet of Jesus and showing people God's love. And our school had three different outreaches, and the first outreach, some of the pictures, a lot of the pictures there were kids running around, and we got to play with them. And this was in a remote village up in the mountains somewhere where there's no electricity. And when I was there, we had our team got to lead the church service. We were working in a very small church, and our leaders told us to go and to pray because they wanted one of us to lead, one of us to preach. And so I went off one day. I went up on the side of the mountain to go and pray and ask God, you know, do you want me to preach? And I remember sitting there, kind of just my head hung low, and just really not feeling good about myself, and not feeling worthy of God's love, not feeling confident that, you know, if God wanted me to do this, I wouldn't be able to do it. And so I asked Him, God, do you want me to preach? And the very first thought that came into my head is, Sean, why are you hanging your head? And I came to ask God, you know, what do you want me to do? Do you want me to do this? And He spoke to me, and He said, you know, why are you hanging your head? You're my child. And He's just saying, I love you, and you don't have to perform, you don't have to pretend, you don't have to earn my love. But I already accept you as you are. And it's moments like that that made this whole trip worthwhile. It wasn't so much what I did. It was those moments with God that I experienced like that. And in the pictures there, you might have seen, there was a picture of a woman holding a little baby, and she's a little baby with a pink toque. On the second outreach, we met her. The second outreach was a faith outreach, where basically what that is we seek God in prayer. We don't have any plan. We don't know what we're supposed to do, but we seek God and listen for His voice in prayer, and then we obey Him. And one day we were praying, and God told us to go to the hospital and go visit the people there. And so we went there one day. We split up into two groups. I wasn't with this group at the time, but they went, and they were talking with this lady. And they found out that she had come from Laos, actually, because the health care in Laos is very poor. From what I understand, the worst hospital in Thailand is better than the greatest hospital in Laos. So she came over with her husband to give birth to this baby. And anyways, we visited with her, and or the other group did, and they found out that she was a Christian. And she had been praying and asking for God to help her provide money to pay for this, because everything she had to pay out was out of her own pocket, because she's not a Thai citizen. So anyways, they prayed for her, and then we left. And when we met back together later that day, we just kind of shared our stories and prayed for those people again. And then the next day we got together again, and our leaders came to us and they said, you know, we want to pray and ask how we can help this lady, or how we can help this family. And so we met as a group, and in prayer, God gave us a number. You know, this is how much I want you to give her. And so we went back to the hospital, gave her the money, and she had never told us how much she needed, but it was the exact amount that they needed to pay for that, for their medical fees to be there. And to have an experience like that is incredible. And that doesn't happen outside of an intimate relationship with God. And yeah, it's just incredible. I had a hard time thinking about what I wanted to share this morning. And I could tell you a lot of stories. I can go on and on and on. But as I thought about, as I was trying to think about stories to share, I realized that none of them matter without God. And it's only because of relationship with Him that it's worth sharing. It's only because of Him that this experience in Thailand was worthwhile. And like I said, the emphasis of going on the DTS was to learn how to walk with God every day. And I kind of want to share that with you. That's what God put on my heart. To encourage you and just to make the point that that's the most important part of our relationship with God. I have some scripture that I want to share with you. First verse is in 1 Corinthians 1 verse 9. And said, God is faithful, through whom you were called into fellowship with His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. So we've been called into fellowship. It's not, when we were saved, it's not just we go to heaven and we get to be in a choir and sing songs to God or do whatever it is. We don't float around in clouds. It's about fellowship with God. It's about friendship. And in John 17, verse 3, it said, this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. And the words of Paul in Philippians 3, verse 8 and 10, or 8 to 10. He says, indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For His sake I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish in order that I may gain Christ and be found in Him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God that depends on faith, that I may know Him. And I could have found a bunch of other verses that say the same thing. God wants friendship with us. He wants it with you. He wants it with me. But that friendship doesn't just happen. Like, think about any friendship you have with another person. Do you get to know that person by not spending time with them? You know, a husband and wife, do they get to know each other intimately by not spending time with each other? Of course not. It takes time. And it takes time, quality time that we spend together regularly. And it's the same with God. We have to give God time. And it's what He desires. That's why He called us. That's why He saved us. Because He wants to know us. And the motto with Youth with a Mission is to know God and to make Him known. And I remember thinking about that. It's like, yeah, I want to know God. But it's more than just knowing about God. It's also being known by God. He wants that intimacy with us. And it's something where we have to give Him time. Every day, regular time with Him, quality time, set apart to be with Him alone. And that's what I learned on the DTS, is how to have that. And I'm just like you. I have a busy life. I go to work, and there's lots of things that demand my attention. But we need God as our priority. And it's a choice that we have to make. There's times where I don't want to pray. I don't want to read God's Word. And I know you guys all feel like that at times too. But in my experience, a lot of times when I say that, God, I don't want to pray, I don't want to read your word, but you still choose to set aside time. And some of those times have been the most rewarding moments with God that I've ever had. And it says in Hebrews that God earnestly rewards those who seek Him. And so that's my encouragement to you, is to seek God. It's an act of word, it's an action. We have to intentionally set apart time for God and choose to discover who He is. Let Him speak to us. We're putting ourselves in a position to receive from Him, to receive His love, to receive His word. And that happens when we have that daily time with God. And I found it kind of funny. When I went to my DTS, that's the emphasis they have. They want us to learn how to have that walk with God. And yet they actually taught very little about that. They gave some very basic principles, this is how you do it, and then you go do it. It's not a complicated thing. God has given us His Word, and that's the primary way that He reveals Himself to us. We have to spend time here with God in His Word. I was reading this morning, and one of the verses that came to mind was in John chapter 4, where He's talking to the woman at the well. And He's saying, the true worshipers are those who worship in spirit and in truth. And yeah, this is just a book. It's just words on pages, just like any other book. But when we read it with a desire to know God, He speaks in spirit. And this is where we get to know God. And it's in here that God reveals how He wants to relate to us. I want to share some of the relationship descriptions God uses. God is the creator, and we're the creature. He's the potter, and we're the clay. He's our master, and we're His servants. He's the king, and we're His subjects. He calls Himself a shepherd, and we're the sheep. He calls Himself the vine, and we're the branches. He calls us friends, and He is our friend. He is our Father, and we're His children. And He even goes as far to use the relationship of a husband and wife. He's the bridegroom, and we're His bride. And when you look at, especially those last three, friend, and the relationship of a father and a child, and that of a bridegroom and a bride, I think you look at those descriptions that God uses, and I think they reflect His heart of wanting to know us, wanting to know each and every one of you individually and intimately. It's not just a relationship that's superficial, where we come before God and go through the motions of, okay, God, I'll obey your commands and blah, 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 and all that stuff. He wants to know you, and He wants you to know Him. Yeah, He wants... Oh, how did I... I said it. That's all right. I thought that was my watch. It's a relationship of knowing God and being known by Him, where we can open up our hearts to Him, knowing that He loves us and accepts us just as we are. You know, He loves us even in our sin. And one of the things that I learned on the last outreach, well, during the lecture phase, we were on the base, and we had lots of time to spend with God. And every morning, they gave us about 45 minutes, and I found that, you know, that wasn't enough. I ended up spending more time with God in the afternoon and in the evening, and it's been different since coming home. I don't have as much time. You know, I'm working full-time now, and your lives are the same. And I know that we don't have time like I had over there. But I still know that I need to make time for God, and a significant amount of time to give Him. I need it. God gives me that time because I need it. You know, I need His love. I need His encouragement. I need all of His benefits. In Psalm 103, it says there's benefits that come from being in relationship with God. And those don't just happen. We need to spend time with Him. And when we spend that time in God's Word, and we give Him time, and we give ourselves time in prayer and in God's Word, we put ourselves in a position to receive those benefits from Him. And it shouldn't be an obligation. It shouldn't be something where we say, oh, you know, God, you know, I'll spend time with You, and or I'll read Your Word so that I can check off that little box on my reading plan. That's not what God wants. He doesn't want us to go through the motions. He wants real relationship, real friendship with us. And we need to give Him time, even though we might not have lots. On the last outreach that we had, it was 5 weeks. We were really busy. We were busier than I am here in Canada. And I struggled. I had a really hard time because, you know, ironically, I didn't have time to spend with God. And I suffered because of it. It was just really hard. And at the time, I was wondering, what's going on, God? You're supposed to, the whole DTS is supposed to learn how to walk with You. You know, in all those, the weeks before that, they gave us time, you know. I had lots of time to spend with You, God. Why is it all of a sudden now I don't? And it was only after that I looked back and, you know, I learned how important that is for me and just how important it is to have that time with God. Because I had such a hard time on that outreach because I couldn't get away. I couldn't give God that time. And I couldn't be in a place just to be away from everything else and to be with Him. And I was thinking about that, and it reminded me of the story of Mary and Martha. It's in Luke chapter 10, and I'll just read that for you. It said, as Jesus and His disciples were on their way, He came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to Him. She had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what He said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to Him and asked, Lord, don't You care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me. Martha, Martha, the Lord answered, you're worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is needed. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her. There's lots of things in life that can distract us from God. And some things are there, they're necessary. You know, we have to have jobs, we have to work. Some of us have young children that demand our attention. And there's a million things that are screaming at us for attention. But I don't think any of them should take priority over God. And when you look at this passage, Martha, she was worried about all these preparations that she felt she had to make. Jesus was there just to be friends with them. You know, Martha opened up her house and she was doing all this stuff for Jesus and all these preparations. And Jesus didn't need any of that. He just wanted time with them. said, Jesus says, Mary chose what is better. And again, I just want to emphasize that it's a choice that we all have to make. We have to look at our priorities. You know, I know what it's like to get home from work. You know, you walk through the door. All you want to do is sit on the couch and watch TV. I know how that feels. I know what it's like to be busy with all kinds of things that are in my life. You know, even preparing for this, it took a lot of time. And thankfully, a lot of what God put on my heart to share came from the times that I just sat down with God and wasn't planning on doing this. But choose to make God your priority and choose to give Him time. Because you're going to receive so much more than what you think you're going to lose. You know, give up time watching TV or you know, on Facebook or whatever it is. Look at the priorities of your life and make God your priority. Because it says in this passage, Martha, she was distracted, she was worried, and she was upset about many things. And it says, you know, we can get busy with all kinds of other things that they really don't matter. And so I've said it before. The emphasis of my DTS was to develop that daily walk with God. And the most important part of that was what they called the quiet time. You know, that time where you set apart for God. And basically, it's quite simple. It's not a complicated thing. It's just setting apart time to spend with God as a person. Not so much to fill your mind with information, but to commune with Him in spirit and in truth. And I think it's in His Word that He reveals Himself to us. His Word and in prayer. And I think those two things are the meat and potatoes of getting to know God and having that quiet time with Him. And I don't think you can really have one without the other. And if you have too much emphasis on one and not on the other, then you're going to miss out. But it's just spending time reading His Word, thinking about it. A while ago I was leading one of my Bible studies at my church, and kind of speaking on the same thing that I'm sharing with you this morning, and I did a word search in the Bible for the word seek. And it's in there probably hundreds of times. And I kind of thought about that word, you know, what does it mean to seek? And God says many places, seek me with all your heart. In Matthew says, or in Luke as well, it says, ask, or seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be open, and whatever else, I don't have it memorized. But we have to actively seek God. And we can't just read His Word and go through the motions so that we can go through our, you know, once a year Bible reading plan. He's not asking us to go through those religious things, those motions. He wants us to know His heart. He wants us to know Him personally and intimately. And when you have a quiet time, you spend time with God, you just read His Word and you think about it and you let God speak to you. And I think as you do that, you're going to pray. And it's putting yourself, like I said, putting yourself in that position to receive God's love, to receive His encouragement, to receive His strength, to receive whatever it is that He wants to give you. Give me guidance, instruction. And in Galatians, many of you will know the verse, talking about the fruits of the Spirit, you know, love, joy, peace, and patience, and self-control, and all those things. But that key word is fruit. It's not something that we can create on our own. It's the result of an intimate and personal relationship with Jesus. And those are the things that will naturally come as we spend time with Him. And just as we let Him love us. It's not a complicated thing to have a quiet time. It doesn't have to be difficult. We don't have to make it complicated. God says, come as you are. You know? He doesn't approve of sin. He doesn't ignore it, pretend it doesn't happen. But He still loves us and accepts us. And He forgives us. And we can come just as we are and receive His forgiveness, receive His love. And kind of along the same lines there of the fruit in John chapter 15, Jesus said, I am the vine and you are the branches. Well, let me find that. I'll read it for you. He says, I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. Again, look at that word. It says fruit. I think it's so easy for us to get busy even trying to do stuff for God, thinking that, you know, we're being a good Christian because we're actively involved in ministry or whatever it is that we can be doing. But here Jesus says, you know, apart from me, you can do nothing. You know, there's the vine which feeds the branch. A branch doesn't exist on its own. Apart from the vine, it's just going to wither and die. And in the same way, in our ministry, whatever that may be, we need to first have a relationship with God, a relationship with our Father in heaven that is nourishing and that gives us everything that we need in order to be effective in ministry. From our relationship with God, we're going to be able to go out and love others. We're going to be able to go out and do ministry. But before we even think about that, we need to have, you know, that relationship with Jesus that feeds us and gives us life. And it's something that comes just from, like I've said a number of times already, that daily time with God. And not seeking Him to please Him, not seeking Him to try and earn His favor or His love. It says, you know, we love because He first loved us. And I think that's something that's going to be constant in our life. Any love that we're able to give is because we receive it from Him first. And it's something we need to be renewed and refreshed every day. We receive from God, and then we're able to love. I kind of lost my place here. I think, I don't know, I could probably go on and on. I'd end up being redundant. I don't know if I really need to say much more. What God put on my heart was just that encouragement to spend time with Him regularly. And I remember on my DTS, it was in the first week or two, our speaker, he asked us, you know, how many of you feel you ought to pray more? And I think most of us put up our hand. And then he asked us again, okay, how many of you think you need to read God's Word more? And again, we all put up our hands. And then he asked us a question, okay, well, you know, how much is enough? And he asked us that question not because, you know, it's, you know, 1 hour or 2 hours or 30 minutes or any set amount of time. But it's about our motives and it's about our heart. We all felt, yeah, we ought to spend that time with God. And it's good to spend time with God, but I don't think we need to set a specific time limit. And it's not about, I have to do this. It should be about, I want to do this. Because God is good, and because He's loving, and because, you know, He's my delight and my joy. And that's what He wants. He wants us to delight in Him. He wants us to enjoy Him. That's what I learned on my DTS, is how to enjoy God. And it's just in that time with Him. And you know what? There's days where I don't read His Bible, or I don't read the Bible, and I don't pray. Sometimes I'm so busy that I don't do it. But I think, you know, God, He's not angry with that. And I don't think that it has to be this really strict schedule where, you know, at this time I'm going to spend this much time with God. And it should be something that we desire to do, that we eagerly seek and eagerly want, because that's what God wants. Like, He wants friendship. And I don't think any of us, you know, you look at a good friend that you have, is it a burden to spend time with them? Is it something you feel, oh, you know, I really ought to do that? And no, it's something that you want to do. It's something that you enjoy, something that you're excited for. You know, I get to go spend time with my friends. Or that's what it should be with God. And I don't feel like that every day. There's days where it's just like, God, I don't want to pray. I don't want to read your word. But I think a lot of times the feelings will follow our actions. When I first started, you know, I don't know if it was after I became a Christian or just shortly before, I kind of made a promise to God, saying, you know, I'm going to start going to church, I'm going to start reading the Bible, and I'm going to start praying. And they were the last things I wanted to do. Prayer was dry, it was boring, it was lifeless, and same with reading the Bible. But it was just, I remember asking God, if you want me to do this, because I thought it was something that would please God. I thought it was something that, you know, He required for me to do, for, I didn't know why, but I said, okay, God, I'm going to do those things. And I just prayed, you got to help me, God. You have to help me enjoy it. You have to help me to want to do this. You know, I desire that I desire it, but, you know, I don't, so help me. And after about a month, you know, it started changing, and I wanted to read the Word, and I wanted to pray. And so, you know, my encouragement for anyone out there that, you know, maybe you don't want to spend time in God's Word and you don't want to pray, do it anyway, even if it is, you know, 10, 15 minutes at a time. And just ask God to help you. Ask Him to bring life and to bring an enjoyment of it. And to do it not with a feeling of obligation, but to have a heart that hungers to know God. And He's called us into fellowship, to friendship with Him. And that's what He wants. He doesn't want subjects to... He doesn't want robots to command and control. He wants people to love and that offer love in response to Him. So choose to spend time with God, even if it is a burden at first. And like I said, I'm just like you. There's times where I don't want to do it, but do it anyway. And just ask God to help you, and just seek Him with all your heart. Seek Him truthfully, and just with a heart that is not satisfied without Him. I'm just going to leave you with this verse. It's from Psalm 73. It says, "Whom have I in heaven but you? And earth has nothing I desire besides you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever." And yeah, I was invited at first just to share about my mission experience, and I kind of realized that it's all pointless without that friendship with God. And I want all of you guys to experience friendship with God. And so just have that quiet time with God regularly, and you're going to be rewarded. He rewards those who earnestly seek Him. So that's my encouragement to you. And yeah, I'll just leave you with that. Thanks.